From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham Southern College is closing. After a failed effort to secure a multi-million-dollar loan from the state of Alabama, officials say they'll close the school at the end of May. For BSC President Daniel Coleman, his 5 years at the helm has been an emotional roller coaster. Now he has to effectively oversee the shuttering of the school that he's fought so hard to save. WBHM's Richard Banks sat down with Coleman yesterday to discuss what the move means to the school and the state, as well as him personally.
What's happening here at the school while you prepare to close?
We look at it this way. Our number one priority is placing our students, our first year, sophomore, juniors. We've got to make sure they're placed at a college that's good for them, and we're going to work hard on that and try to get that done in the next few weeks. We have a lot of colleges calling us, offering to help. I just talked to the head of the UA system, the chancellor of the UA system, and he's been terrific. And I just think we have great students, and a lot of people will want them, but we got to make sure they get settled as soon as possible. Our second priority is our faculty and staff. We have about 225 terrific people, about 80 faculty, and we'll look to try to get them placed as soon as possible. And then our third priority will be settling our debts and selling the campus, and that will take a little while.
If you had the opportunity to do this again, would you do anything differently?
I think a lot about that. And it's hard to see a different path because when I became president, we had financial difficulties. We've been really in a distressed situation since 2010. And all the presidents since then have done everything possible to keep things going. When I became president, I talked to the board and I said, look, we have to preserve our mission. And our mission is to be a leading academic institution in the state. Our mission is to offer a really personalized education where we have very small classrooms, where faculty and students really get to know each other. It's the best way to educate, in my view, but it's the most expensive way. But we had to hold on to that. We couldn't just slash costs and turn into something that we're not. We would have lost support, and we wouldn't have provided the state with what I think we've provided them for the last 160 years.
I think the elephant in the room is State Treasurer Young Boozer. And it's one thing to deny a loan application, but as I understood it, he took a while. He delayed his decision, and that delay hurt Birmingham Southern's ability to pivot, to continue to raise funds. Any thoughts on his actions?
You know, I look back on the actions, and we looked at them very carefully, and it's hard to conclude that he did anything but push out the application till we didn't have any money and had limited options. So, you know, that's really frustrating, and I'm not sure why he did that. But, there's nothing to do about that right now. But I just really try to focus on the people that stood up for us, and that gives me a much better feeling about our state and gives me hope for our state.
What do you think is going to happen to the campus?
We have 192 acres, 1.1 million square feet. It's a fabulous campus. It's a mile and a half from downtown Birmingham. Is really important to this neighborhood. We have obligations to our creditors. We also have obligations to the neighborhood. And we're going to do what we can to make sure we maximize sell price and bring someone here that will keep this neighborhood going. And this neighborhood's a great neighborhood, Bush Hills, and they've been terrific to us. And we want to make sure that whoever owns this campus is a good tenant.
What have we missed? What else would you like to say?
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for the state. I just really sorry about this. I think the people who've gone here understand what just happened. I think it'll take the state 5 to 10 years, but it's a shame.
President Daniel Coleman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Richard.
That was Birmingham Southern President Daniel Coleman speaking with WBHM's Richard Banks. Regarding State Treasurer Young Boozer's denial of BSC's loan application, Boozer previously told WBHM the school did not meet the minimum criteria the state requires. He declined to address other questions concerning the loan.